This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. Senator Tim Scott, the lead Senate Republican advocating for police reforms, now says the United States can curb police killings on American streets with better law enforcement training and more accountability. Republican and Democratic lawmakers in Washington are in the midst of a legislative debate over U.S. policing practices in the wake of controversial deaths of African-American men while in police custody. Scott says the two political parties agree on 70% of what is needed, but differences remain as the Republican-controlled Senate and the Democratic-controlled House of Representatives head to key votes this week and next. A New York City police officer has been suspended without pay after he was recorded putting his arm around a man's neck in what the police commissioner called an apparent chokehold. The department suspended the officer just hours after the morning confrontation on a beach boardwalk. A video shot by one of the men involved shows a group of officers tackling a black man, with one of them putting his arm around his neck as he lay face down on the boardwalk. In the video, someone yells, quote, "Stop choking him, bro," end quote. The officer relaxes his grip after a fellow officer taps him and pulls on his shirt. The New York Police Department has long banned chokeholds. Their use has been especially loaded since the 2014 death of Eric Garner after an officer put him in a chokehold while trying to arrest him for selling cigarettes on the street. Governor Andrew Cuomo recently signed into law a sweeping package of police accountability measures, including a ban on chokeholds following protest over George Floyd's killing. Floyd is the African-American who died in police custody when a white officer kneeled on his neck for nearly 9 minutes in the U.S. city of Minneapolis in Minnesota. For more on these and all stories of the day, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The global death toll from COVID-19 approaches 468,000, and it's approximately 120,000 in the U.S., where some health experts warn of what they call a second wave of COVID-19 this fall. Others say the United States and some other parts of the world are not over the first wave. The number of confirmed global infections quickly approaches the milestone of 9 million. It's more than 2.2 million in the U.S. Brazil, number two in the world in both coronavirus deaths and infections, passed the milestone of 50,000 dead from the virus Sunday. World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said Monday, "The greatest threat now is not the virus itself, but rather, quote, the lack of global solidarity and leadership." The WHO Sunday reported a global jump of 183,000 new confirmed COVID-19 cases, the largest single-day increase that has recorded since the pandemic began. WHO officials have said for several weeks the focus of the outbreak is in the Americas, and Sunday's numbers showed a one-day rise of more than 116,000 cases in that region. A disease control expert said China's capital, Beijing, will see a, quote, cliff-like drop in new cases in a recent outbreak of the new coronavirus by the end of the week, with efforts to cut chains of transmission underway. The city of more than 20 million people reported its first case of a new spike in infections June 11th, linked to a sprawling wholesale food center. To control the spread of the virus, Beijing has designated 4 neighborhoods as high risk and 39 as medium risk. That's as of today. In all, 236 people have been infected in the worst outbreak in Beijing since the new coronavirus was identified at a seafood market in Wuhan late last year. The French health authority said Monday it would step up its monitoring of the presence of the COVID-19 virus in Sarcelles, near Paris, as some politicians and doctors warn of the risks of a second wave of the virus. The regional health authority for the area that covers both Paris and Sarcelles said recent tests show a presence of the virus that was above the average for the area. Sudan is warning Egypt and Ethiopia is urging further negotiations over Addis Ababa's controversial dam on the Nile. Tensions are running high between the three countries after recent talks failed to produce a deal on the filling and operation of the Grand Ethiopian Renaissance Dam. Ethiopia plans to start filling the dam next month. Egypt, which views the massive hydroelectric project as an existential threat, is urging the United Nations Security Council to intervene in the dispute. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.